This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are speaking with Usiphamandla Ciha this morning, who is the Economic Activation Officer in the Entrepreneurship Economic Activation Office Kulala Emango City University of Technology. We're speaking all things entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And Usiphamandla Nyamazi is one person who's always been driving entrepreneurship alongside Mrs. Mthembu. Yes, Mrs. Mthembu and a whole lot of other students as well. Ngaleyo initiative yabo sekhona ama student organization asibizwa ngo sweep manje. There's quite a lot. Ngizwile kuthiwa khona ne ama cheat as well that's about to launch. It never started. There's quite a lot.
Siyafuna ukuba naye ngoba phela what's happening is that other universities are slowly trying to implement something like that. Why are program have a
What about us?
No, we'll think about it. So we'll slowly implement it.
Exactly. I like the sound of that. Now my stand for Machita. You know, okay, no. That was a twang. Let me not go there. Thank you so much for joining us, Spa, on MUT Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe let's speak about your office first. Calling the office like Entrepreneurship Economic Activation Office. Tell us more about that office.
Okay. So the Economic Activation Office, it's an office that is implemented across all 26 universities in South Africa. So each university has an EAO, and these EAO offices are for entrepreneurship development within each institution. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to promote entrepreneurship amongst our students across the university so that we promote graduates that not only have qualifications but graduates that have the knowledge and skills to be able to start businesses you know, as they head off into the real world. And go back outembise ilutho uthola employment once you are out there. So at least if we give you the skill and the knowledge, and we have these programs, we have mentorship programs, business compliance workshops, learn how to register a business, start a business, how to promote a business, and all of that. We partner with Omaspala or Nedbank and so many other institutions outside, and our technology transfer office as well, Laimangosuthu. We come up with all these programs so that we our students can benefit, so that they can have that entrepreneurial knowledge, that mindset to go to I know how to call a business that much. But really, guys, unemployment is not in years. Out there. So yeah, we also have competitions through EDHE. EDHE is Entrepreneurship Development in Higher Education. It's a department or a structure that falls under USAF. USAF is University of South Africa. It's a body. Epetewonkama universities like in South Africa. So the goal of them, AD, is to try and make sure with all these universities have that promotion of entrepreneurship. So bonababanama competitions that they have, such as now we will be having it's called an EDHE APSA Entrepreneurship Innovacity Competition. I remember last year you were with us and she launched e-APSA. It was called the EDHE APSA Innovation Challenge. And then every year we had it was called an EDHE InterVarsity Competition.
Okay.
So gule competition we were giving away 120,000 rand in total to one student. And to in order for you to get that 120,000 rand, you would have to be part of a competition through its different stages and rounds. So basically, internal rounds whereby students within the university apply, you know, submit the expression of interest. Then again, we train them. Okay, fine. You have to create a business model. You need to prepare my presentation slides. We take you through the whole process. We evaluate. Okay, fine. Will you be able to pitch a business like a judge? Is your presentation, are your skills, we prepare you, you know, to have all that knowledge. So once Saba prepare, we have our internal rounds. We host our judges La Mangusu too, so that they can judge each student who is part of the competition whether their business is worthy enough to move on to the next round. Mm-hmm. So the next round is regional round. So all universities have the internal rounds.
Okay.
Then Aba winner from internal rounds, they move on to regional rounds. Regional rounds is whereby universities within a region compete against each other to win a slot to get a chance to be part of the national final rounds, which is the final round. So
in this case, it would be UKZN, yeah,
like DUT and UNIZUL.
Okay.
So last year we had it at UNIZUL. Previously, we had it through DUT and then UKZN after. So regional rounds this year is coming back to MUT.
Nice.
So we'll be hosting it on campus. So with this categories, there's different categories. There's existing business social impact, existing business technology, existing business general, and then we have a research-based category. So students would see what the category best fits my business and apply to be part of that category. So mawinile category, uholu utholu 20,000 rand, and then you get the overall winner. Etholu 20,000 rand, well, overall best entrepreneur business, etholu 100,000. So in total, you're walking away with 120,000.
Oh, wow.
So EDHE decided this year, no, we partnered with APSA. APSA gave EDHE 5.5 million. All right, fine. I get they raised the gimbal this year, it's 6 million now. So let's combine the InterVarsity competition with the APSA Innovation Challenge that we launched last year. Well, the APSA Innovation Challenge was giving Abantu up to 500,000 rand. That was another competition that we had.
Okay.
So, back to clan is on a competition so that we can offer our students a bigger prize to give them away.
Okay.
So now we have opened the expression of interest since last month. So a student that is interested in being part of the competition, they can still apply. There's about 9 more days left. So in this EDHE APSA Entrepreneurship University competition, we have introduced a fifth category. The goal of the APSA Innovation Challenge was for students to come up with innovative business ideas. Njengoba manje kulama InterVarsity competition yayingekho leyo category. So we decided ukuthi okay, instead of having a separate competition, asithathe iAPSA sihlanganise neInterVarsity sithi InnoVarsity.
Si-add
i-category S5 esizoyibiza nge-innovative industries. So now students can either be existing tech, general social impact, research based, or innovative industries. So, if you have an innovative business idea, then you could be part of Leo category. And what's nice about that is we train you. We don't just say,
ambush you, no.
No, Kubanama boot camps, trainings, mentorships. See, we make sure with already in we were having so many introductory sessions, giving people all the knowledge that they need in order for them to prepare for the competition. So we're still going to continue with that, making sure what we have in our. So now we're trying to promote it within MUT, the competition more and more so, which is why I'm here today as well. So I want students to know what to know. If they are still interested in being part of the competition, they can. We still have 9 more days. Expression of interest closes on the 29th of May.
Okay.
So if you want to apply for that, it's much more it's better for you because you still have time. And now with the prices, remember I said 20,000 per category. So now a category, instead of it being 20,000, we have changed the category to 100,000. So a category, we see Nama runner ups as well. So the first runner up is 100,000, then the second runner up is 40,000. Then the third runner up is 20,000. So we category three students stand a chance to get in mind.
Exactly.
Then the overall winner we category walks away with 400,000.
Whoa. That is your business there.
You can really grow it. And Nana would say, you know what?
That's capital.
That's capital. Mm-hmm. That's capital. And when you have people with the skills and successful businesses that can help you, my potential investors also get kwele lapaya when they're on the national platform. We find that some students, they don't walk away with imali or they don't win the competition, but I know there's a potential investor.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I like your business. As much as you didn't win, I want to invest in the company.
Exactly.
Wow.
Can I fund you? And then can I also groom you on top of that? We had a student not 2024 Andile Mkhize. Mm. He did not win a competition, but he was able, he was seen, he was noticed by Unetbank. Mm. And he was able to get assistance for over 200,000 rand.
Yeah, wow.
So being part of these competitions, not just about winning, it's about getting that exposure.
Networking.
Nanokuthi, i-feedback oyithola kuma judges, don't take it as a criticism or something that is bad. No, take it as info that will help you now refine your business like ukwazi ukukhulisa. So yeah, so if anyone is interested in being part of the competition, see Corona Valley Sly MUT, see La Pepa Combs, ngase Toyota Workshop.
Oh yeah,
yes, yeah. So if anyone is interested, needs more information, you are free to come to my office, ngikhona nje Monday to Thursday. I will be able to assist you.
Definitely. Yeah. Who is now eligible to enter this competition? What is the requirement as per? And because I know mhlambe someone is listening from, I don't know, for example. Yeah, but who is eligible?
So the people that are eligible are obviously registered students of at any public university, one of the 26 public universities. So now among a KMUT, we university, it's fine. Okay, you are, as long as you are a registered student. As well as now, previously we weren't allowing alumni to come into the competition or enter the for the competition. But now this year with this InnoVarsity competition, we are taking alumni that graduated as of 2024 onwards.
Okay.
And you must be a South African citizen, of course, to be part of the competition. And yeah, that's yeah, about it. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That's great. And why would you encourage a student, Svala? Why would you encourage a student to enter this competition? Have you seen, out of your experience, because you've been part of these competitions for quite some time now, why would you encourage a student to enter this competition?
It's good exposure. Like I said, you get a chance to be noticed at a national platform. Labantu, I'm a student, you find them in my newspapers, you find them on social media platforms. They say, be a zero with business, luckily I exist. Not just winning the competition, you get that feedback. Okay, business, lami. But my bony potential, so I can take this information that I'm getting from the judges and let it help me. As a mutu in a business, you're always going to need capital. You're always going to need funding. So if now you are able to present the business like a judge, now will it not be easier? I'm also in a financial institution. I need a loan. A banks are now slowly implementing the option to vuli business account where you can take loans and things like that. So now it becomes easier for the student who gets messy out there. Was a private business. Business is the only way to financial freedom. Starting a business,
yes.
Ngoba, if you're going to be an employee for the rest of your life, I Gabi.
But
you are stuck in that salary bracket, and then you're investing in the stock market, and that's all you're ever going to get. But when you're running a business, you have unlimited wealth. I was in Rogus Kulisa as a Monto and all of that.
So, I mean, I want to ask, where do we can get this information, like on social media? Do you have any social media whereby maybe a student who still want to then up in the eye, kumbuzu to tain, do you, any social media where we can go?
At the moment, I don't have, well, Ignali page, I haven't started running it, but through our, we have a SWEEP student chapter, Student Women Economic Empowerment Program. On Instagram, they can go on MUT SWEEP.
Okay.
We have a public relations officer, Ubonakele Mthethwa.
Okay.
Many people are familiar with her. So if they need more information, they can reach out on Instagram, through MUT SWEEP chapter. And if they need to WhatsApp us, we have a WhatsApp line through our entrepreneurship office. The number is 068-694-3370. They can also email me. Email address is entrepreneurship@mut.ac.za.
Thank you so much, Spa, for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.